Yeshaya Perigimel. In this parak, Yeshaya gives a harsh prophecy relating the disintegration of Yisrael's society and how Hashem will pay back the haughty, immoral woman. In Pasuk Aleph through Yud Aleph, Yeshaya describes when Hashem wants to destroy Yerushalayim, Hashem will remove his support from the leaders of the nation. All the respected and people of position of power will be taken away and replaced by corrupt youth from the younger generation. Yeshaya urges the nation to seriously think about who they are putting in positions of power, as the leadership has become corrupt, in a sense, the blind leading the blind, as many of the leaders were in it for the kavod, honor, or financial gain. They were considered manhige shkarim, false leaders. Hashem will take away the false leaders and punish them. Yeshaya relates, ultimately, it's up to the people, the nation, to wisely choose who they are going to empower. As it says in Pasuk Test, Yeshaya says, Imru tzaddik ki tov, ki prima aleihem yachlu. Say to the tzaddik, he's good, because they eat from the fruit of their labors. The Mitzudas brings, give praise and celebrate the tzaddik, who does good, as tzaddikim eat from their own toil. The Gemara in Yuma Lamed Ches Amud Beis brings, the whole world was created even just for one tzaddik. This is what it says in the creation, Vayiras ha'or ki tov, that Hashem saw the light, it was good. The Gemara in Yuma continues to explain, what does it mean it was good? Ein tov el tzaddik. The only good is the tzaddik. Rashi on that pasuk in Bereishis, Vayiras Hashem es ha'or ki tov, Hashem saw the light was good, therefore he hid it for the tzaddikim. So it comes out the whole reason why the light was created and why the light was good was for the tzaddikim who were going to connect with and utilize the Or Ki Tov, light of Hashem. The Gemara in Chagiga Yud Beis Amud Aleph brings, Hashem saw Rishayim were going to utilize the Or Ki Tov, the light of creation. Therefore, Hashem hid it away for tzaddikim. Then Hashem was happy, Kavayachol. The Medrash brings, Hashem saw that tzaddikim were few, therefore he spread them out into every generation. The Svarim HaKadoshim explain, how much do we need to connect to the true tzaddikim by learning their Torah and following their advice? As Yeshaya urged the people to follow the true tzaddikim who walk with the light of Hashem and eat from the fruit of their own actions. In Pasuk Tes Zayin, it says, Vayomar Hashem, Ya'an ki zavu b'nois tzion. And Hashem said, the calamities that will happen upon you because all the modest women of Tzion. The Navi describes what will happen to the flirtatious, immoral, seductive women. Pasuk Yed Zayin through Chavav, which is the end of the parak, Hashem relates, Hashem will remove all their garments, adornments, jewelry, and makeup, as they will become mourners of the destruction that will take place. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.